let's start from the top. This is my mom, Nelly Alvarado.
Yeah.
Y dice en español.
Bienvenido a encontrar lo gracioso con Lisa Alvarado.
You nailed it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Una vez más.
Yay, yay.
That's my mom getting the chancla out. So I would like to talk about working cruise ships as a comedian, because a lot of people have been asking me, why don't you do more clubs? Well, I do clubs and I would like to do more of them. But in order to get into the A rooms for women, you either have to be on a TV show or have 2 million subscribers on TikTok or Instagram, YouTube, or be a gigantic draw, which is really, really hard without TV, 5 million subscribers, and being brought on the road with somebody famous. So if you look at a comedy club schedule, that will give you all the information you need to know as to why I do more ships. Because ships just need good comics. Mm. Comedy clubs need good comics, but they also need to fill seats. Numbers really matter, or a comedy club will be closed. On a ship, they always have good numbers. You know why? Because you're stuck. When you're on a ship and it's at sea, and the only thing you have to do for entertainment is go see a band, go see a magician, and then you have a comedian. You have just those three things. Or you can go out to dinner. That's your entertainment for the night. Mm. So when they showcase you at a comedy club on a ship, it's packed. One, people love comedy. Two, they don't charge. They just get a fantastic show. So they're not a comedy club in that they don't have to put butts in seats. They're just already people in those seats and they have to give them good entertainment. So the advantages to working on a cruise ship is, one, they pay you well. No comedian I know would be away on a ship for no money.
Right.
It's as good as, if not better than what comedy clubs pay, especially if you can sell merch on that ship. Yeah, that's a big part of it. The great thing is that you will reach audiences that you never would have reached before, because these are not people that go to comedy clubs. They're people that like vacationing. They like going on ships and they're like, oh, hey, look, a comedy show. Let's go to that. So they'll discover you and you'll build your fan base in a totally different way, a totally organic way, where they actually will start following on social media and they'll start going to shows. If you come to their city, they're like, oh my gosh, we saw her on such and so line. We're a big fan now. We love her. So let's go see her at the comedy club. So I've been able to increase my fan base and also work out a shit ton of material, because on the ships, you have to have a minimum, a bare minimum of an hour and a half of different jokes. So when I perform at a comedy club, you have to have a bare minimum as a headliner of 45 minutes. Most headliners have an hour, a tight hour, you know, really good hour. But really on a ship, you have to have two different 45 minute killer sets. And then you also have to be able to work PG clean. Some of the ships, like I think Disney is rated G.
Oh, wow.
I would slip my wrist. I mean, PG is really hard anyway. And it's not because of the swear words. It's because there are children in the show. So you have to figure out, as a comedian who was not trained to perform for children, what will make a child laugh and their parent laugh.
Right.
Because jokes that would make a kid laugh are jokes about like something that they're interested in, games on the phone, stuff that happens at school, which I have no idea. So that's what entertains children. And also physical comedy entertains children.
Mm.
But when you talk to adults, they're like us. They're not interested in stuff that happens in a child's life. They're they're just like, talk about adult stuff. Just don't swear.
Right.
Well, when you talk about adult stuff and you don't swear, the kid's not going to be interested. And so they're going to start moving around, fidgeting in their chair, looking on their phone, making noise, playing with the kid next to them. So they start distracting the adults. And as they're distracting the adults, they're no longer listening. They're trying to get their kid to be quiet. I can't believe this, but sometimes on a ship, people will literally walk in a stroller with a baby in it and sit right in the front row, knowing that their kid is going to scream. The one thing that sucks about ships is we can never, hardly ever throw out an audience member. And in clubs, I could just tell the security guard, get this guy the fuck out. And they will. They will bounce you. You won't get your money back. This is on you if you're being disrespectful during show. But a kid who's 2 years old can throw their own shit at a comedian on stage, and we just got to try and
duck.
Try and duck. It's insane. People on cruise ships, the weird part is they think the more that they complain, the more that they're going to get, you know, free.
Oh, wow.
Which is not cool. That's not great to
just find things to
it sucks.
Complain about.
But the advantages are you get an audience that's there to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the best parts. And if you're having to do an hour and a half to 2 hours of material on a ship, you are going to have to write so much. I was able to develop the last hour that is now on my comedy special, my new comedy special coming out, through doing ships for a year and a half. I mean, I just worked and worked and worked these jokes out because you're doing sets. In a week, you might do 10. 10 sets.
Wow.
You're not going to get 10 sets in LA. I mean, you might get 15 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and you're driving all over the place. But on the ship, you're the star. You're the celebrity, and they're showcasing you. Mm. It's fantastic. The thing that sucks about working on ships is that those people don't pay. So there's no value in terms of, you know what? We have dinner reservations. So they'll get up 5 minutes into your set or 10 minutes into your set from the front row and just walk out. And if people don't like your set, they just get up and they're like, yeah, I didn't like that. And they just literally start filing out.
Mm.
I mean, so your goal is not just to make them laugh, but to make them stay. I mean, that's killing it anywhere
else.
That's
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work because they've been drinking all day. They've been out at the pool. They're tired. And you got to be this entertainment that they were just, what's on the schedule? I guess we can go to a comedy show. It's not, they bought a ticket. They're excited. They're going with their friends. They plan their whole evening around this show. That's not what happens on a ship. So that is the really difficult part, is that you don't have much control as the artist. They don't protect the artist like they should. Like, we should be able to kick people out. We should be able to be aggressive with a heckler. They don't like us singling people out when they walk out of a show. Do you realize that you're hiring a comedian? Comedians almost always comment on things that are going on in the room, as we should, because everybody sees it. So you want me to just pretend that I didn't see it?
Yeah.
And like, just go on with my jokes, my jokey jokes, you know? And they're like, okay, now you can't talk about political stuff. Now you can't talk about racial stuff. Now you can't. Well, we're comics.
Yeah.
Of course we talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's like this book of guidelines that you can't do when you're on a ship. And so the only upside to that was it pushes you out of your comfort zone. And it makes you be more creative in your writing.
Right, right, right. I was just going to say.
That part helps if you take the right attitude, because trust me, it's easy to not have the right attitude and just start doing hacky stuff or stealing jokes, because I see it all the time on ships. Mm. And it's sad to me because people are more likely to steal jokes from one another, I think, on a ship. You know why? Because on some of the lines, it's only you. You're the only comedian on that ship. So how is anybody else going to hear that you just did somebody else's joke that you met this comic in New York? That's why the ships have this reputation for having only hacky comics. But that is changing now because they are looking for a younger demographic. They are looking for comedians that have actual TV credits.
Oh, really?
Comedy specials.
Oh, that's good.
They're giving more women chances on the ships, which is great. More so than they do on land, which is bullshit. That it's so much harder for women to get stage time on land, and it's still the same. I mean, I think comedy clubs try and book maybe a few more women than they did maybe 10 years ago. But if you go to your local comedy club, Google their schedule, and you count the 52 weeks, count how many women are headlining during that 52 week, and do it for several clubs, you will be astonished that it's maybe, and this is generous, 10%.
Wow.
Maybe. So that's why when people ask me, why are you doing ships? You're funny. It's kind of a compliment. Yeah. Thank you that you think I belong in a club. I think I belong in a club and I do work clubs, but hopefully after the special comes out, I will be working a lot more clubs because I'll be selling them out, but it's a ticket thing.
Yeah.
And that's why comedians do podcasts. This is why we do social media.
Right.
It's not because we're good at it. Some of us are good at it. I'm learning. I would say I'm like still in training. You know, I got my diaper on, still trying to figure this all out, but that's why I do it. And I think if any comedian wants to do a cruise ship, they should challenge themselves to grow doing cruise ships because it's really easy to never write another joke. Mm-hmm. Once you have your two sets, to be complacent and not get better. But I challenge myself every time I go, I want to have at least one new joke that I do this week. And I do it. I do it. And that's how I develop my bits. Yeah. So if you're just like, oh, nobody's here from the industry that's going to see me or be able to judge me or take work away from me, so I'm just going to do these shitty, hacky jokes that I've heard from other people or that I read online and get a laugh, just quit doing comedy. Because at that point, you're embarrassing the rest of us that work really hard. And that's just the truth, man.
Yeah.
The entertainers are not allowed to date the guests. So stop hitting on me. Yeah. Yeah. So all the losers should stop hitting on me because that's who comes up to me.
I was going to, actually, that's a good question that I have for you.
Yeah. What?
I always imagined on cruises that you travel with your family or that you travel with, you know, your significant other, that you're with somebody. Do people travel alone on ships?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Wow.
Predominantly, it's couples and families, but it's just like any other vacation place. You go out with a group of girls, right? And you go, it's just like there's bachelorette parties that go. There's a group of single men that go, like it's a guy's trip.
Mm.
Yeah. There's some ships that are more known for the shorter the duration of the ship, the shorter, if it's like a 3 or 4 day, you get more single people because they're the party cruises.
So
it's a booze cruise. So, and they even have single meetups. They even have groups for LGBTQ community for meetups for them. They really have everybody, you know? And the longer the duration of the ship, so if it's 7 days, 8 days, 10 days, it's almost always families or couples, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we, as the entertainers, are not allowed to date guests. Does it happen? For sure. I have never done it. I think I met one person on a ship that I ever saw again outside of the ship, but nothing ever happened. In fact, nothing happened on the second time I saw him either. It just didn't work out. But you can date people that work on the ship, and it's a free for all. Oh my gosh. It's insane. Everybody on the ship, because they're kids. Who else can stay on a ship
Right.
For 6 to 8 months away from their family.
Yeah.
And do it for fun and see the world. It's going to be 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, you know, like people that they're just kind of experiencing life. They didn't want to go to college, or they went to college and they just wanted to do something fun and see the world. So they all sleep with each other. It's crazy. It's so like when I come on the ship, they're like, oh, fresh meat, you know, but I'm not there to be screwing around. Like,
right.
The sad thing is the guy comedians can sleep with whoever they want. And they're like, oh, that's a stud or whatever. Or I want to sleep with that guy that's he's attractive. Or, but when I come on the ship, if I sleep with one person, all of a sudden I'm a hoe or I'm the slut, or that would travel to every other ship in that cruise line. And then I would be known as, oh, you should try to hit on Lisa because you're going to be able to sleep with her. So of course I want to be known as I'm funny, I'm talented, I do a good job, and I'm a nice person. So I just do that. I try to be nice. I do my job. I try to be professional. Because once you sleep with somebody for a woman, all of a sudden your reputation just changes and they don't see you as funny.
Right.
They see you as, oh, you should try to hit on her or buy her a drink. So I have not worked this hard to lose my career or respect of my act to sleep with some dude, some 20-year-old. Like, I can do that here.
Yeah.
Right down the street. I can walk outside and trip on a penis. Why am I gonna jeopardize my job?
Right.
It's so much easier on land gigs to do that kind of stuff if you're into it. Everybody asks me, oh, the exotic locations that you go to, this must be amazing. Yes. But when you've been to Nassau 48 times,
that's not so.
Yeah. Like, you've seen Nassau. Like, sometimes I even stay on the ship because you're like, oh, this place again. I do this booze cruise pretty often that goes to from Long Beach to Catalina to Ensenada. And I know like all the cool places to go in Ensenada. There's not that many of them. And get a tetanus shot. But like, I know where to go to get your nails done well. I know where to go to get a really cool massage. I know the really great coffee shops that have strong Wi-Fi. I'm not going to like the Papa's and beer and getting flipped upside down again. I have done it. It was crazy. And I only did it one time. And I'm like, that is not for me. Oh my gosh. These guys like, look, it's these Mexican dudes, these huge Mexican dudes, because they flip guys upside down too.
Wow.
They flip them up, they give them a shot, and then they flip you upside down, then they shake you. And I'm like, you know, they're just shaking out your money. They're shaking out your money. You're an idiot if you think that they're trying to shake up the drink. They want to see you puke.
That's so true.
I think
true.
They get $5 every puke they get.
Oh my God.
And so I just never do that kind of stuff. I'm an introvert, so I'm very reserved. But it's a great way to meet people from all over the world. So then now you have fans all over and you get to practice your material that you're writing here on land there 10 times in a week. It's fantastic for stage time. It's invaluable. Do you have any questions about the ships? Do you like cruising?
Okay, so I went on a couple of cruises and I did really enjoy, you know, myself. Like, you know, I do like the it's like a little retreat or whatever.
The upside of a cruise too, if you're going to be a passenger, the upside I think is you don't have to drive.
Right.
They go to all these cool places.
Yeah.
You can walk around the ship totally drunk. People do it all the time. And you get great comedians like me. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So they're not so bad. They're not so bad. Just don't complain if you're in a comedy show. I'm going to throw shit at your head. Okay, you guys, that was our episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado And my buddy, Sarah Laspisa, joined me today. She's Hello. My editor, producer. We will be back in 2 weeks. So make sure you subscribe. Please hit the subscribe on YouTube. Lisa Alvarado, comedian. That helps us so much. And we will see you soon. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I'm gonna push something that we haven't done in a while. There's a place where you can actually go to findthefunnypodcast.com and record a voice message. Basically, you're leaving Lisa a message, like on the phone, ask her a question, and she'll make it funny.
That's a good idea. Her camera's not even on, but she committed to that fully.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your phone's dead. All right, guys.
Oh, fell asleep. Okay, it's all
good. She's awesome. She's right. Leave a question. And also, it is called Find the Funny. So if there's stuff in life that you are struggling with and I can help you by, you know, making fun of you, I would love to do that. You can even post a question right here in the comments, guys.
That's true, too.
And I will answer them, okay? Because Sarah looks at that stuff. I do sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
and we're going to do one more plug.
Okay, we're going to do another plug, guys.
Please like and share.
Yes.
Whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or especially YouTube. Just give us some love.
Yes. So we will see you in 2 weeks.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.